Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Seoul.
This is Crossroads Asia on the Voice of America. Hong Kong actor Bruce Lee died 40 years ago in July of 1973. He's still a beloved, iconic figure among his many fans all over the world. Lee broke ground in the areas of film and the martial arts. The American-born actor was also a Chinese nationalist and philosopher. Paul Bowman, a lecturer in cultural history at Cardiff University in Wales, spoke with VOA's Dave DeForest about Bruce Lee's legacy.
I think that the really important thing about Bruce Lee is the fact that he was the first in a lot of ways. He wasn't just the first Asian action hero that Americans and Westerners generally got to see, but he was also the first person to be involved in a kind of a Hong Kong and Hollywood co-production, which was Enter the Dragon, which came out in 1973. So he's important in terms of the kind of the film industry. He's important as the first Asian male action lead who could really was beating all different sorts of bad guys, and he became a really important point of identification for non-whites across the world, and also any underdogs. But he also had a real kind of ethnic, political charge to him as well. I mean, he was significant for the Chinese across the world, the Chinese diaspora. But as a figure, he spoke to so many different sorts of people across the world.
Did he portray Asians on film differently in American cinema than before?
I think that in Asia, they weren't largely keen on the representation that he played in Enter the Dragon. They'd loved Bruce Lee in Hong Kong when he was in films like Fist of Fury and The Chinese Connection and so on and so on, because he was really strong and really independent and really patriotic. But in Enter the Dragon, he had to play essentially a kind of, like, he was meant to be a 007 James Bond character, but what he was playing was a kind of servant of the British Secret Service. And in Hong Kong, they really hated that, because Hong Kong being colonized by the British Empire, that didn't resound really well. That looked like Bruce Lee selling out. However, outside of Hong Kong and outside of Asia, I think that people just saw this really, really strong and important type of ethnic representation. So I think that the response to his films was different in different contexts, but everyone agrees that it was really, really significant.
Is he considered a great actor, or was his persona more important than his actual acting ability?
I think that he's not credited very much with being a good actor. He wanted to be, and he saw himself as an actor in the kind of Steve McQueen mold. That's, you know, he really looked up to those characters. People see the fighting, they see the violence and the choreography, and they see how impressive that is. But I think that what people don't often notice is that it's really his kind of screen presence and his ability to put emotions into the fights, into the fighting scenes, that are significant. That's why he's not just any other film actor. He was a good actor. The films that he was in weren't the best films in the world, but I think that he was a good actor. But you see that especially in the action sequences. The passion that he puts into the performance of the choreography of the fights is second to none.
Bruce Lee died in 1973, yet he is still very well known and even a beloved figure. Why is that?
I think there's two reasons. One is because he was the first, and because you can watch the films now and still go, wow, that is amazing. I've not seen another fighter that moves like that. If you watch the films, it's one thing. You think, this is amazing. But if you read about Bruce Lee and you learned about Bruce Lee, then you would see what a real trailblazer he was. I think that what's important about Bruce Lee is the way in which he precipitated an interest in Asian culture, in China, in Buddhism, in Taoism, in Kung Fu. So, you know, before Bruce Lee, you had Westerners knew nothing about this. After Bruce Lee, people knew about Shaolin monks, they knew about fighting warrior monks, they knew about Buddhism and so on. And I think that he really helped generate an interest in Asia and in China in particular by using Hollywood as a vehicle for education.
Actor Bruce Lee died on July 20th, 1973 in Hong Kong at the age of 32 after an adverse reaction to medication. He's still an iconic figure in the world of film and the martial arts. Paul Bowman is a lecturer at Cardiff University in Wales and the author of Theorizing Bruce Lee, Film, Fantasy, Fighting, Philosophy. That's a bit hard to say. And he spoke with VOA's Dave DeForest. Well, please look at our website. We have a range of stories you can look at.